What's good?
We forgot. Tony.
And Terrence.
The podcast.
I'm gonna miss you.
Miss you too, baby. I'm gonna call you when I get there, okay?
No. You call me from the plane, all right?
Cole, tell me the difference.
Love has four letters and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason.
Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until
you get the draw. When we're
together. My bad.
It's homecoming, y'all.
I can't believe it. It's homecoming already. We just did something. It felt like yesterday.
That
really.
We did the live show.
And we're getting all of these memories that are popping up on Facebook.
Yep.
When we were advertising the live show. That was really dope.
Oh, yeah. I remember during the storm when I was doing the Tony Talk section, a segment on live. Oh, wow. It doesn't seem like it's been a year.
It's been that long.
It has. But today's episode, we're talking about everything homecoming. We're talking about our experiences with homecoming when we were in college. We're talking about what we're looking forward to this week for homecoming because it's turn up time.
It is, and I cannot wait. We got so many things planned, and I just can't wait to see people. But I'm not going to get too much into, you know.
So to get us into the spirit of homecoming, what are some things that you're looking forward to this weekend? Because we don't get to join the festivities. You know, most alumni don't join festivities until the weekend.
Right.
So, but that's cool.
What I'm looking forward to this weekend, hanging out with my circle, my group of friends, and just being petty. Honestly, that's what I really look forward to.
As far as my
circle.
Every homecoming, that's all I really look forward to. If I go to a party, I go to a party. If not, it's cool, but I really love seeing, like, my friends. My best friend always comes. Well, she doesn't always come, but
go ahead and tell them who your best friend is.
Miracle. My best friend, Miracle. She said she's coming this time because she said she wasn't initially, so I'm excited. I think I convinced her to come.
Mm-hmm.
And also just seeing people that, you know, don't live in Fayetteville, people that we don't see every day, but we follow them on social media. We kind of, you know,
then that's what I had put, seeing old faces and, well, the faces that I only see once a year, literally around homecoming time.
And of course, I'm ready to turn up with the purpose because it's homecoming.
You know what else I'm waiting for? I'm looking forward to gossip.
Really?
Just good, genuine gossip.
True. You do hear a lot of gossip during homeschooling.
You know?
And, like you're back in school.
And for us, it already started.
Yeah, it already started for us.
But yes, I am excited to hear that. Also, listening to how people have really upgraded from the last time we've seen them in the last homecoming, their businesses. And it's supposed to be a lot more, I guess, pop-up shops and, you know, black people doing their thing this year as far as their business and brand. So I'm excited for that.
Would you say that homecoming has changed, though, since we've been in college? It's different. Of course, I know, you know, with us being alumni, it's going to be different. But it's like the programs aren't the same. The step show definitely is not the same. I'm not tight about it, but it's just like, ugh. All the Greeks aren't stepping in the step show, and that's just weird. Because
when we were in college,
that was it. Everybody wants to be in the step show, especially when you just crossed. You're a new Greek. You're like, oh, I'm gonna show out for the step show. Homecoming was your time to shine.
Right. And you don't want to sound like one of those old head alumni.
Right.
But these are all facts.
Yeah,
so there's nothing that we can really dispute about it.
And what's throwing me, though, is the fact that they're having a step show and then a party, a capo party right after. Like.
Oh, that's what they're doing?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, they are doing that.
Yes.
You know, turn on, I guess. You know, if I'm stepping, I don't want to, you know, hang out with people like. I'm sweating and things of that nature.
And let's not forget.
Out of breath.
We got guest steppers coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not embarrassing?
It's not bad, but, you know.
It's our homecoming, though.
Like, you know, well, some chapters need to.
People are supposed to be coming home, not coming from other universes.
And that I do understand. But at the same time,
we're
missing that feel of all the home team stepping. And I completely understand where you're going.
Do people still go to the game?
Yeah, the older crowd and generation.
When we
got to go one time, at least the first half.
You got to pay for it.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, let's share, you know, some of our experiences when we were in college, what homecoming was like for us.
Top moments?
Okay.
Is it time for that?
Top moments.
as I stated before, and I'll keep saying it again and again and again, the entire Homecoming 2012.
I know.
Don't mock me.
It was
Do
a
not mock
year.
Me.
Just kidding.
That was a Neo year.
I told you.
Step what show.
Homecoming's great. I think being a student leader during homecoming period had all the perks.
Yes.
You got to go to the concert. You got to do everything for free. The party. You plan it and you go to it and you get to enjoy it. Being a student leader in college was just...
It was
royalty.
It was everything.
You were treated like royalty.
You definitely were. So when was the last time you've been to a homecoming concert?
When we were on the court. Because it was free.
Right.
And I think that year, K. Michelle came and what's his name?
2 Chainz. No.
Chainz. What is his name?
Wale.
Yeah.
When we was on the court?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm thinking 2012. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2 Chainz
was the year before.
That's the only time I've ever been to a concert. Now, I wish I would have went to the concert my freshman year, because that's when Cole came, but I didn't know Cole like that.
Right.
But
Cole, he was big, you know, he was like Fayetteville. Oh, it's J. Cole. Mm-hmm. But now, to this point, he's too big to come back, and I really wish he could, because that would be a lit concert to go
I
to.
Bet.
So.
Oh, it'd be dope if we could get Ari Lennox sometime. Now, I'm going to that concert.
Well, they might as well just bring the whole Dreamville,
right.
Because...
Right. Might as well, right?
Might as well. But we get it.
Or North Carolina artists, mm-hmm. Period.
So did you get caught up in the, I guess, the alumni that were, oh, who are these people? Why are these people coming? I've never heard of these people.
Oh, see, that happened this year.
Right.
A lot of people were mad. Who's coming this year? Anne Marie.
Polo G. And Money Back, Yo. Dope.
Okay, yep, you got it.
Cause, yeah, because...
I don't really listen to much of their music, so I'm not interested, but I wasn't upset
right.
at the lineup because I don't pay no dues, so I don't feel like my opinion...
Yep.
I don't feel like my opinion really matters, mm-hmm. and I wasn't going anyway.
Right, so, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope it, the undergrad, they have a good time.
My peers were upset, though. They're upset.
But for a reason that I didn't understand why, you know, it doesn't cater really to us.
But that's the debate, though. They're trying to say that, you know, homecoming is for alumni, but it's, you know.
But that concert is not for us.
Right.
Year after year, they continue to show us because people want... O2, Lil Wayne, and all these other people that they know we're not going to get. We had these people. We had this, and that. Destiny's Child. Well, I don't know if Destiny's Child actually came, but I'm just giving an example of these artists that they want. And it's like, y'all.
Yeah.
These artists that y'all want now, they
cost money.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm pretty sure Polo G, Anne Marie.
Right.
I'm thinking, not one thing, Anne Marie. What's the girl name? Okay, anywho. I'm clearly showing my age and clearly showing how connected or disconnected I am to the university, but...
I can't believe I forgot to name this one moment that I'll never forget. That's one of my favorite moments. We were on the court, coronation, when we were on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it because we got to do, like, the filming and stuff. You remember
right,
the videos we shot?
Right, right, right.
And we got to dance. Oh, I loved the dance that the girl court did.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun. I felt like I was... performing.
They really
well, I was performing.
The male court really got treated poorly that night, and I'll never forget Cable because
Cable just said F-y'all.
We literally missed the whole entire first half of the performance, and he was like, "Oh shoot, y'all, come on, come on, come on!" And so, literally, we had a minute to get ourselves together and get up on the stage, and the court.
Did you forget?
I didn't forget, but I was like, this is not as good as it should have been, mm-hmm. because we were rushed and we were trying to... Well, Cable just forgot about us, just plain and simple. Hate to call you out, Kate, but you know, you were the advisor.
We love you, though.
We do. So that was an experience in itself.
Now, every year, we come to homecoming, and I think we should lay out Tony and Terrence ground rules.
Okay.
For homecoming. Things that you should do, things that you shouldn't do, and things you should maybe think about first.
Mm-hmm.
So, do's and don'ts. Do.
You're right.
Check the weather before you come to homecoming.
Always. Always. Do. Let me think. Make sure you look good, you know?
Don't be looking sloppy.
That's exactly. Make sure you do look good out there because it's an impression. It's
I feel
if
you.
That makes sense or any kind
look
of way.
Good. Don't be coming out here looking. But have you ever seen anybody look bad?
I mean, sweatpants a few times, a few homecomings. But, you know, it wasn't the whole entire.
For you, but not bad for them. And some girls be like, oh, the print.
That's funny.
Don't, ladies or gentlemen, don't wear heels on the plots or the cookout.
I never understood that.
If you can't handle your liquor for one, and if you can't walk in them for two, don't do it.
Please don't be that where my hug at kind of person.
Ooh.
You know, that's always asking to touch you or whatever the case may be.
Speaking of that, don't be coming up to my man talking about, hey, big head, hey, stranger. Mm-mm. No. Ain't no time for reminiscing.
Ain't nobody gonna do that.
We don't know.
We don't know nobody's
agenda.
Well, if that's the case, fellas, Greeks, Q's, or whatever, off
the Q,
limits.
Not the Q's. Just kidding. Okay.
Deltas.
Okay. You get on my nerves.
You started it.
Okay. Don't come out here trying to cheat on your man or your woman. Like, that's not what homecoming's for.
Oh, gosh. Right. There was a topic of conversation in a Facebook group talking about how the spouses stay at home. Right. That was real tech. Please don't be that way.
And sometimes the spouse be right out there with them.
And it still doesn't matter at the end of the day.
And they have a little conversation on the side. But little do you know, that conversation is about them meeting up. You better stay with your wife. Stay with your husband.
My do is come turn.
Do come turn.
Come.
Yeah.
Have your own. If we're really being honest, because no one likes to be a bum. I don't like to be a bum off of other people's stuff unless it's offered to me.
Speaking of that, do go to the liquor store before 9 o'clock.
That's what I'm saying. So I just think, you know, come a little, feel good before you get out there. Don't be bumming off of other people, because I really think that's tacky. Like to have a drink and, you know, all this other stuff. Wow. Do. Check out every single Greek plot that there is. Go to each and every one. See what they're offering. See what kind of food they're having. What is your favorite? Is there a favorite plot that you like to go to?
It's the alphas. Because y'all be having fish, the whiting fish. You thought I was going to say the cues.
I did, because they always talk about that chicken.
It's all right. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just chicken to me.
It's just, I just see 300 to 400 pound guys, and I'm just like, ooh.
I just want a hot dog without the bread.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure you get that next
and
week.
I remember that one time you got me a piece of fish. Mm-hmm. You knew I wanted me a piece of fish
real
bad.
Did I even have to wait in line?
You probably was boss and went up there and just got it for me.
Yeah. So is there a K's doing anything so you can boss up and get me something?
Who?
Okay.
I don't know if we're doing anything this year. Yeah, we are. We're doing something.
Okay. I'm excited.
We're matching outfits. Ooh, me and my lot of
I can't wait to see that. Isn't there like a special occasion? 5 years.
It's dope.
Wow, it's already been 5 years.
It doesn't seem like it.
Right. I know it's not a homecoming memory, but we were just talking about it last night. I just remember you all's probate.
Yeah.
That was just 35, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Almost 60 or whatever the case.
I'm looking forward to seeing my lot of sisters. Some of them are supposed to be coming from out of town that actually, like Jalen, she might be coming. From LA. I haven't seen her in a while. So it'll be dope to see some of them that I haven't actually seen since homecoming last year.
Right. Yeah. Right. I remember you had a don't on there, if you don't mind if I steal it or anything like that. But since we are Greek, for the prospective members, please,
don't.
Please. I know it could be hard for some of you all, but don't do anything. Don't do no
Maintain
strolls.
Maintain your composure.
Right. Don't. Show your excitement, but don't be OD about it.
Yeah, don't be in your little secret, little what you think is a corner and secretly doing the strokes. Because did you used to do that?
No, I never did any of that.
Not out in the open. We weren't that stupid.
Well, there was this one time freshman year.
Oh, God.
Yeah, your boy was just crazy.
Freshman year for me, I used to do it in the secretness of my own dorm room. Not
for me. I had bumped my head one time. It was after the step show. and Tristan later ended up telling me about myself later.
Ooh.
I can't remember who I was with. I was probably with Zach and LaQuanda and all of them. Uh-huh. And I just started training.
Oh, my god!
I just started training. Never knew anyone else was paying attention. And years, well, a couple years later, Tristan was like, I remember you doing the train before freshman. I was like, you remember that? He was like, yeah, bro. I was like,
that's crazy.
It was so embarrassing. So I guess that was, and also during the step show freshman year, I thought I was one of them. They had this dope step show, the theme, it was Family Matters at the time. So they were just so good. So I was just like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Wow.
In the audience.
Oh my God.
In the audience. I've never.
You felt the spirit, the alpha spirit.
Felt all of it. And that was that moment that I was like, I want to become an alpha.
Oh, wow. That's so memorable.
That was because I was still caught up in between. I'm going to be honest. I was still caught up between Kappa and Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Omega was the first thing that I had knew about. And then Kappa gave me a scholarship in high school. So, you know.
Weren't you in the Omega? Okay.
No, but I went to their camp. That was in middle school. I went to their camp. So that was all that I knew. Kappa's gave me $1,000. And so I was just like,
They thought they had you.
But I seen that step show and I was like, nope.
Go
I'm about
ahead,
to be the black and gold.
Okay. Too much, too far. Okay, great.
Glory. You shimmied in the step show and can't stop. So.
Oopsie.
That's all you talk about.
No, I don't. Now you know I ain't for the cap.
So what happened? What was the story?
About what?
Wasn't you the main one talking about, let me be the Kappas, let me do the,
No.
What was you doing?
They chose me for that because they knew my shimmy was wet.
So you know the lingo. You never cared about my feelings when it came to Greek, and especially during coordination.
I'm sorry.
No, when we were practicing for
Kappas
the.
Kappas were my first love because I knew about Kappas before I knew about
the truth,
other fraternity.
So the truth just comes on
when
out.
When I was younger, my sister had a Kappa boyfriend from Pembroke, and he taught me all about Kappas and his brand that he had, and I was just infatuated.
Brand?
Yeah, he had a brand. A Kappa brand.
Okay, well. Well, I have seen. I'm not gonna play anybody like that. But okay.
Yeah.
It's just something about you. You never show your excitement for the alphas, and you know what? We can.
Yes, I do.
We can.
You just came in at a point where the excitement started to dwindle down a little.
Oh, please, please, because when 12 crossed, it was a whole new meaning.
But that was the end, though.
No, it was the beginning.
The beginning.
You remember that one time we were practicing for the Mr. and Miss FSU pageant?
Uh-huh.
And you and John Brown, they was reading the biographies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they was like, John Brown, Omega Psi Phi fraternity, and you just throwing up hooks and everything. And
I was down for my king. That's it.
I wonder, it's a Chris Brown song. These hoes ain't loyal. But
wow. I love you though.
I'm sure you do now, but then I wasn't getting any love. Okay, so what are some things that you're looking forward to in the future as far as homecoming is concerned?
Get the step show right. All Greeks need to step. Don't be bringing in no guests.
Why the guests can't come?
That's just weird. That's weird.
I get
to
it,
me.
Though. I do want to see the home teams.
Yes.
We also got to get our ish together. Because
what if a guest comes in and wins?
And they snatch
that's
it up.
That's our trophy.
And they snatch it
awkward.
Up. I'm looking forward to the Greek plots because that has been a discussion for a while now.
Since we don't even know what this, like, we had this discussion last night. We was like, oh, well, y'all going to the plot, the cookout, whatever it's called.
And I was like, wait a minute. Don't act like we. But yes, I'm tired of seeing the flags. The flags are cool, but if we just had the plots, we would just automatically know. But it's been
the flags for years, like, and nothing is changing.
But it's all right.
Do you think they're ever going to come back, though?
What? The flags?
The plots.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer of it.
Do you think the
timetables of it, that's one thing I cannot predict right now.
Do you think it'll be in the same place where they used to be, though?
Mm-mm. If you know the business and the politics of it, I don't know. But I don't see why they would want to move that. That's a central location in campus.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's neither here or there. Yeah. I had something on my list that I would like to see in the future. It might be a little expensive, but it's, I guess, more activities and games to play. It's not like a, hear me out, like a carnival style fair style homecoming, because you know we're just standing around and
kinda
just
like a block party.
A block party with things to do.
Games. You remember on the Bronco family page, what's his name? The photographer, Frank Mays. Mm-hmm. You remember the idea that he had about having like a little type thing,
right?
At Festival Park for alumni.
The
Fridays.
Right.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be different.
Would you? Oh, it would be. Yeah. And then we just all turning up out there, just having a good time.
Right.
Lord have mercy. That would be dope. So,
will it ever happen?
We'll never know. And it's all right. But these are things that maybe, possibly, that we could maybe implement. There's our son, you know.
And like, where the money at?
Right. At the end of the day.
Never mind. I don't pay my dues.
At the end of the day. So. I'm looking forward just to, as far as the future, I would love to see, like, food trucks. Because, like...
But you got your tailgate. That'll take away the spirit of that.
That, too. Everybody loves a good tailgate. I know.
But food trucks on Friday. But people start tailgating on Fridays, don't they?
That's why I was just like,
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking about for the people that's sometimes nervous and scared, because I used to be one of those people that was like, ooh.
I don't
want to
play.
I'm not.
Like, I don't know them.
I'm not Greek or stuff like that and all this other stuff. I don't want to get. But, you know, that's just, I'm just thinking, you know, it'll probably take away from the spirit of the tailgating. I get it. But at the same time, it's just like, can we just have, like.
Maybe food truck on Sunday. Of homecoming?
Maybe. I'm probably just thinking too deep into it, so it's all right.
Yeah, too deep.
It's all right.
Now, with a lot of things that has been going on campus, you know, there was a shooting a couple weeks ago, and my sister just informed me that there was another shooting last night. So,
Lord.
During this homecoming, we just ask that you just pay attention to your surroundings. Always be with somebody. I know you guys know about the buddy system. Don't go off, wander off anywhere. I know we're grown, but still, you're not too grown to get, you know, picked up or
smashed,
shot at, you
right.
know. So
always
just, you know,
safe.
Make sure you have somebody around you. If you're too drunk, have a designated driver. You know, just be safe.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know, be protected. If you're having sex, wear a condom. I mean, hey.
It's a crazy world out there.
Be cautious of the cues, because they're always on the prowl. During homecoming.
Oh, you just call them out. I like it. Keep going. More bashing.
It's not bashing. I mean, if you want to be picked up, Hughes is on the prowl. What are some other things people need to look out for? The Bill Cosbys.
Ooh, I was going to say that, but I didn't know how to word it. Like, I was going to say, like, make sure you watch your cups and your drinks and everything. Like.
Watch out for those people that's asking where the party's at, because they probably don't go here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They
at the end of the day.
Out where you're going to be at or where somebody else is going to be at. Just, like we said, be cautious of your surroundings and have a good time.
So, and I guess there was another discussion about the long wait times, the long lines. I guess get there on time.
Well, for the
Because there have been a lot of people who paid $30, $40 for tickets and don't get in.
But sometimes that don't even work, getting there early, because I went to a party, was nearly at the front of the line, me and my best friend Miracle. And we didn't get in. A lot of people that was behind us that had hella money paid their way to get in and skip us, and we just stood in line for like an hour and a half and then left.
Yeah. So
that's why I'm really full with the parties, but if Miracle know I'm going.
Oh, you know it. Y'all going out.
I say this every year. I'm not going to no parties. Then my best friend in town is like, you going to this party? If you going.
So y'all got some tickets or?
No.
So y'all going to wait till week of.
We're going to be them last minute people.
That's all right.
Because I got to know for sure she really coming. Because I don't want to get no ticket. She don't come.
Then you just wasted that.
Yeah.
You probably ain't
going
to get your money back.
Without her.
Correct. Well, I mean, would you like to go out?
You want to go out with me?
I mean,
okay.
Maybe. Maybe.
If you go out, I'm definitely going out, because you don't.
We never. What I'm saying. We never do that.
Yeah.
So we might.
You want to?
No guarantees. No guarantees.
Okay.
So
we'll
I'm
see.
Just excited. We had that lit hotel party at the Embassy Suites. It was. I had made a post on Facebook last year, and I was just like, all the stars aligned that year. Everything was perfect. I was in my first homecoming parade as Mr. Alpha. So, you know,
that was that.
So what about you, since you mocking me?
Well.
Nothing. Okay, go ahead.
I had some great homecoming moments. My favorite, of course, gotta say it, was last year. Our first as
alumni.
An alumni. Our first show, our first homecoming show, that tops every homecoming that I've ever been to, because mm-hmm. we got to, you know, take part in the official program, the official lineup for homecoming.
Ah, you lost me for a second. I thought you were talking about your first step show for some reason.
No, that's
but,
second.
That's second. But, yes, how could I dare forget that?
Last homecoming is definitely number one for me, because that was huge. That was mm-hmm. a major milestone for both of us, for the whole team.
Right.
Second, I would say, step show. That whole experience was tough for one, mm-hmm. exhausting for two, but also rewarding and exhilarating at the same time.
It definitely was.
I'm so
was.
Glad I did it.
Right.
But I'd never do it again.
Why not?
If I wasn't pregnant the second year when they performed in the step show, I probably wouldn't have done it again.
So if they ask for, you know, we need some alumni to come back and...
No.
Why you don't want to do it?
No.
So what if the alphas ask me, the k's ask
you? I can show y'all a step,
so
but
you
I'm not going to
you want to F this up?
No. That is for them that's in school. No. Mm-mm.
My other top moment, homecoming 2013. We were on the Royal Court. Well, for me, 2013, 2014, that was me.
Dang.
Right. So
that was my junior
year. Time does move. The only thing that I regret about that was Capo catching me before I left Hood Hall.
Because
I was trying to go out into the yard with that suit on, with the stole, like everything. He was like, where you going? Come back out, and all I had was basketball shorts and a shirt, and I'm just like, oh my God, like
and
this
you
is.
You took your alpha picture in that, didn't you?
What alpha? I think I did. But if I didn't, I was all the way up in the back behind people, so.
Looking crazy.
Exactly. And
that was a busy year, though.
Oh, it was.
Being on the court and then wanting to, you know, interact with, you know, our line sisters, our line brothers, and we just had to quickly get out of our clothes because we had to go to the game. Well, we were in the parade. Mm-hmm. We had to go to the game. That was another thing. Royal Court made homecoming great because you got to participate, like I said, in the parade, in the tailgate. Mm-hmm. You got to skip everybody in line and eat first.
That was so fun.
You remember Smooch used to be like real extra
with us?
Make sure that we
our bodyguard. Yeah, our bodyguard. That was really dope. It was
really
freezing that morning.
During the parade, I remember we had to wear gloves, but those gloves did nothing for us.
Right.
It was really cold. So that's it for FSU homecoming. Have you ever been to, like, any other school's homecoming?
Nope. Nope.
Just no.
Nope. I'm not cheating on my university. Well, okay. I know it's extreme,
but that's how I feel. I don't go to anybody. I always say, oh, I want to go to somebody else's homecoming. But I mm-hmm. wouldn't know anybody. It wouldn't feel the same. I wouldn't be looking forward to seeing anybody because I don't have any friends there. Mm-hmm. I would feel out of place.
Right. And especially being Greek and going to other people's homecomings, people looking at you crazy, looking at you sideways, you got to get challenged and all this other stuff.
You can go with your friends
right.
like that goes to your university or whatever, but if I was to go to anybody else's homecoming, it would be to attend like a concert.
Right.
It wouldn't just to be like, I'm going to go to this party or... Now, Central's homecoming this year, they got Meg, and so I ain't going, but if I was,
but I will
know,
be
if I was
honest,
in school and mm-hmm. I was, you know, homecoming hopping,
mm-hmm.
I'll be on the list.
But I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, other schools' homecomings are just off limits to me or anything mm-hmm. like that. If I just happen to be with someone and they, you know, I'll experience just to have that,
right.
just to say, oh, yeah, I experienced
yeah.
it or anything like that.
I have always wanted to see, though, how homecoming is on other campuses, mm-hmm. especially PWIs.
Ooh. I feel like it'd just be a whole bunch of mixers and...
Mayonnaise sandwiches.
But yeah, well, and that would be an experience to check out. How do they mm-hmm. do the they do tailgating, but in what manner? Like what's on the grill? Probably have whole alligators and pigs on the grill and everything like that. So it would be an experience. Wow. To check that out.
My sister is coming to town the week after our homecoming
mm-hmm.
because she attended Pembroke for like 2 years. She's never been to a homecoming, and so she's actually coming down this time. One of her friends told her she needs to come this time, so she's going to. And I think I might go to a party.
Okay.
With my sister.
You should check out that Barnyard Club that we went to, or excuse me.
I can't remember where that is still.
I just know it's in Robeson County. That's all I remember.
I think right? I know where it was at now.
But it was a Pembroke party, wasn't it?
It was off of a service road. I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember.
So when you go, probably, make sure you document everything. Take, you know, something from it. Like, what could this? Ooh, FSU could probably do this. And, you know, go ahead and steal a little bit of ideas. We'll sprinkle a little bit of ideas.
We'll see. I'm not pressed.
Right. At the end of the day. I can't wait for you to experience that. I might just have to roll up, too.
Okay.
I might.
Yeah, babysitter.
Okay. Tag him along. Let the little man come.
To a party?
They ain't got no cookout. You don't know?
I don't know.
Lord. Wouldn't even know.
I don't know. What are they going to have on the grill? Oh, alligator, like you said.
Not in Pembroke.
Okay. What's their mascot? Braves. Indians, right? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they eat. Never mind. I was going to say something really wrong.
Ooh. Right. So, at the end of the day, we are just going to stay faithful to
FSU.
Our homecoming.
We're excited.
Our alma mater.
I think maybe we should turn up every day of the week. Even if we're not actually here on campus, take a shot in memory of homecoming, whatever event's going on. Ooh, speaking of homecoming events, remember when we were in school, the events that were held during the week?
Ooh.
Now, those were bomb. It was like, you go to class, but you're sitting in class anticipating the event that's happening that night, if you do go to class.
Especially
at all.
Things during the day as well.
I think people miss the most classes during homecoming week. They're like, oh, this event's going on.
And that's probably where the professors are more relaxed.
You think?
My professors were either have a good time, or they was like, that don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah, I had some of those too. I did. Some of my favorite events during homecoming week when we were in school, definitely comedy shows and the hair show that we used to have.
It was hair shows?
Was during homecoming. Or was that rodeo week?
I'm not sure. Wow.
A hair show?
I don't remember a hair show.
What's the name? She hosted it one time. Tay used to have a crush on her. She was brought to our radio.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that? That was probably rodeo week.
We used to.
Comedy
FSU
show.
Back then used to throw a lot of great events.
We did.
And
we
it's
had a lot.
And it's like really kind of hard to decipher, like, ooh, homecoming, rodeo week, or just like a
week.
You know, just something like that. So I do appreciate FSU for having throwing all those programs. The comedy shows. Was there a magic show?
Yeah.
Or was that rodeo week?
I think that was rodeo week.
We are talking about, we are on the whole wrong week.
Never mind.
But the events that were for certain, coordination, sometimes a pageant in certain situations.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We did have those.
At campaigning season is right before homecoming because you announce. Mm-hmm. Homecoming king, homecoming queen.
And you remember when it was our turn? Or was that the other one? Okay, that was the other one, the Bronco Pride Awards.
Oh.
It's just, you got fall and you got spring.
Yeah.
So I just tried not to talk.
Did you? My sister told me this year, right after homecoming is midterms.
Mm-hmm. That's usually how it is.
Like, right after? Like the.
That's how I remember it.
Like, they're having the midnight breakfast on Sunday and midterms is on Monday.
Well, you know, homecoming is. Oh, no.
We didn't. That wasn't
I don't remember too much of that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But I do appreciate what they do now outside in this area over here.
Oh, the empathy.
The countdown that they do.
They're having that on Sunday.
I thought that was so dope, and I wish they could have had it for us. And, you know, they set up the screen and everything, and that's what they did the revealings for who was coming.
I remember last year there was coverage on that, and I was like, wow, it really does look live out here.
Mm-hmm.
Homecoming is really a time where they go level 10 with their Bronco Pride.
Right.
Throughout the year, you might be level 3, 4, 5. Everybody's just like, oh, Bronco Pride, but homecoming.
Soon as it happens.
You're over the top.
Right.
And that's when it's okay.
And then you see the balloons going down the brick. Well,
you just knew what time it was. That just puts you in the spirit, just seeing the stuff. And, ooh, I miss college.
I do as well. Did you ever go to the parade in school, or did you miss that?
The only time I went to the parade was when I was in it, and I was in it twice.
Okay, so before you came to Fayetteville State, did you ever go to the homecoming parades?
No.
No?
I didn't know about Fayetteville State
until
I came here, until I applied for here. I didn't know about HBCUs, period.
Right.
But yeah.
That was always an enjoyable experience, the parade, just seeing different schools and their marching band, our marching band, the queens and kings, and that was really dope. And I always told myself, I'm going to be on the float one day. I'm going to be on that float.
You were twice.
Twice, back to back. I don't know what that was, but yeah, we get it.
All right, well, we're looking forward to homecoming this year, and we hope that we kind of got you in the homecoming spirit with this podcast. We hope to see our friends, our family,
right,
at the plots on Saturday, parties, if we do go to a party. Oh, the alumni joint on Friday.
At Seabrook.
That's really dope because mm-hmm. they have wine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wine is always great for me.
Definitely
I'm just really excited because, I don't know, it's just homecoming. You just, like I said, you just turn up with a purpose.
Right. And then it's much earlier. So we're going to see how it is this year.
Is it supposed to be hot?
It's a pool. They talk about high 70s, low 80s. That's what I keep seeing. So
yeah.
Everyone dress appropriate.
I think anything but cold and burning hot is mm-hmm. kind of like right in the comfortable.
Wow, this might be a homecoming with like the most of the less clothing because it's going to be hot. So it's we're going to see how it.
And me and my long sister's going to roll up in some button up shirts.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to be sweating out that shirt.
No, you're not. Okay. No, you're not. So yes, I'm right, excited, excited, excited. It's homecoming.
It's homecoming, y'all.
Let's go.
We hope to see y'all this weekend. We're going to turn up. If you see Tony, if you see Terrence, make sure that you look at us. Tell us, hey.
Look at us. Yeah.
Look at us. Tell us, hey, come up to us. Start right. a random conversation because we love that. And
even give us some ideas if y'all know y'all want to hear something.
Might as well. Also, if you're not following us on social media, then what you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Make sure you follow Tony and Terrence on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out our beautiful website at Tony and Terrence. Well, www.TonyandTerrence.com, where you can also purchase you a lovely Tony and Terrence love t-shirt for the low price of what?
$20.
$20, because we do got bills to pay. Also, speaking of bills, if you haven't paid your bills before homecoming, get it done.
Ooh, that's what we should have said. Homecoming doing don't. Pay them bills.
You pay your bills.
And don't use that rent money to get into the club, buy alcohol, or none of that.
Yeah, don't do it. So. All right, guys, that brings us down to the end. Happy homecoming. It's Tony.
And Terrence, we out.